The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone, and it's very nice to be back here with you all, and it's also very nice to be here just in this posture, my meditation posture, because I feel like it's a continuity of being together with a group of people on retreat this last 2 weeks, and it's a continuity with all the people who I've had the good fortune to meditate with and share this life and share these teachings and explore the Dharma. So, and now here we are to do the same. And I'm very grateful and very appreciative of all of you being here so that we can share this together. And So, a valuable question for people doing mindfulness practice is, what would I be experiencing right now if I was not distracted? Sometimes we miss a lot in our lives by being distracted. We miss a deeper connection to our life, to in the immediacy of it as it's unfolding. We can miss a deeper connection to ourselves and all the complexity of what it means to be a human being, but to really be present for it all and not be distracted. And if we're distracted, we miss a deeper connection to other people. And that can simply be, or not so simple, but be a deeper perception of others, to take them in, understand them, really be attuned to what's going on for them. And then we also miss the richness, the profound aspects of what happens between us as human beings, and between us and the world around us, in that relationship, in that relatedness, in the way that there's a give and take, or there's a ways in which how we are meets how the world is and how other people are. And in that mix, there's a richness, there's a profundity, there's so much of value. So to not be distracted, not be distracted by our judgments of what's happening that keeps us removed from a deeper perception, seeing, understanding. To not be distracted by our emotions, especially fears and aversions and desires, which cloud the water, make it more difficult to really be present for ourselves underneath the desires, aversions, fears, and to perceive the world more deeply than only what's seen through the lens of fear or desire or aversion. So what is your experience of life when you're not distracted? And that question can be behind any time and place we find ourselves, but it can be right now as we sit here in this meditation. And maybe you'll discover some answers to this question. And at the end of the meditation, I will offer a specific focus for this question. To live with this question for the first good part of this meditation. And so I would encourage you not to answer the question with a distracted mind, meaning don't spend a lot of time thinking about the answer, commentating on the answer, thinking about the question, or commentating about the question, or reacting to the question. Just to kind of drop that question into your meditation. Periodically, as we go through these minutes together, and see not what you answer intellectually, but what appears as an answer in your direct experience of here and now. So, what is your experience if you are not distracted? So, to assume a meditation posture and gently close your eyes. In the realm of what answers this question is our direct experience. And so to begin with establishing a connection to our direct embodied experience, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, a ritual of connecting to now and here. A feeling of your body from the inside out as the rib cages expand. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And for the next 3 or 4 breaths, to continue relaxing your body, your shoulders, your face, your belly. And then settling into your breathing. Perhaps with every exhale, letting go of the thoughts that have arisen. Maybe letting go twice, once at the beginning of the exhale, and if there's enough time, perhaps a letting go and a relaxing at the end of your exhale. Maybe so the exhale continues for a few moments more. A relaxing into the silence. And what is your experience when you are not distracted by thoughts? And then to add to the question, how might you appreciate others when you're not distracted? When you're not distracted, how might you better appreciate other people? And it's customary for a deep practice to dedicate the benefits of Buddhist practice to the welfare and happiness of others. And that might begin by appreciating the value and the importance of others, and simply that, appreciating other people, is the beginning of bringing them benefit, happiness, well-being. And may it be that our ability to be undistracted enables a greater appreciation of others, so that we're motivated to be in the world to benefit others. May all beings be happy. May all beings live into their potential to be happy. May all beings be safe. May their capacity to feel safe inwardly and outwardly come to a great fruition. May all beings be peaceful. May their capacity to experience profound peace be easily accessible for them. And may all beings be free. May the inherent possibility of being free from oppression, inwardly and outwardly, may they be free of that. May all beings be happy. Thank you.